Bubbling Springs Designs and Creations.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Closing arguments set for today in Donald Trump's hush money trial. The testimony of Michael Cohen will be subject to intense attack by his attorneys. Prosecutors will recap corroborating evidence that Trump phonied up business records to cover up payments to Stormy Daniels. Adam Schlahet, Fordham University Law.
They don't need to prove the underlying crime. They just need to prove that when they were falsifying the business records, they were doing that in order to, with the intent to cover up that other crime.
Jury deliberations to start on Wednesday. At least 22 people killed in severe weather, including tornadoes in the central and southern U.S., power outages in excess of 260,000 across multiple states. North Korean state media says officials blame a newly developed engine for Tuesday's explosion after launch of a rocket carrying Pyongyang's second spy satellite. This is ABC News.
You can always continue.
This is WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin. Our temperature for today will be only around 66 degrees. That looks like it's going to be a cool day and occasional showers likely by late morning, possibly a thunderstorm. A high of 66, as we mentioned, northwest winds at 8 to 14 miles per hour. Tonight, showers ending, gradual clearing with patchy fog, a low of 45. Wednesday, sunny to partly cloudy, a high of 69, clear and cool Wednesday night, a low of 43. Thursday, sunshine continues and a touch warmer, a high of 72. Friday, partly cloudy and seasonal, a 40% chance of showers at night, a high of 74. Showers possible Saturday and a high of 75. Currently in Richland Center, our temperature is at 49 degrees. It's a cool morning in southwest Wisconsin after a midnight reading of 54. That's how it goes weather-wise today, Tuesday, May 28th.
Seems like the least we can do. smile into the street. You share it with everybody you meet.
Every day,
I want to shake somebody's hand.
Every day,
every day,
every day,
I want to make somebody know the things they can.
That they can.
Yes, they can.
Never goes unheard,
but too often goes unsaid.
And on the tongue of the old and the young,
swallowed up with pride instead.
You know, with all the trouble and sorrow in the world,
it seems like the least we can do is take a kind word into the street and share it with everybody.
There you go, the Triumphant Quartet, and Every Day as we start the day in a positive way. Here, before that, our national anthem and the stirring rendition done by Chris Stapleton at the Super Bowl a couple of years ago. Well, good morning. My goodness, it's good to have you along once again. If you weren't here yesterday, we were here. You were sleeping in. Good for you. But otherwise, good to be here with lots of stuff going on today. Lots of high school sports, and of course, we'll see whether Mother Nature plays fairly or not today or not. It seems like, could be a little rainy again. Tomorrow sounds very nice, and so does Thursday, but today still a little iffy. And it was interesting how cool it got yesterday. It just kind of changed when the clouds rolled in, and some of us got just a little bit of rain yesterday in the daytime, then a little bit more last night. But pretty amazing how it kind of cooled from, I was out doing a little yard work, and out in my stylish clothes, and all of a sudden I was wishing that I had maybe a little bit longer pants and a little bit longer sleeve shirt. So, yeah, it did change. We are ready. We are here to go, and we are going to tell you about the day coming up, including a Brewer win yesterday. Sports in about 10 minutes. Here's Kenny Rogers on the Light in the Milk Cow Show.
Settle me down, I couldn't change my point of view. I got a lady in red at the back of my head, but the woman in white is you. Do you wanna be the only one? Fade away in the morning sun. I could love you all of my life. You are my wife. Haven't I let you know?
you're on a master plan. You couldn't do it if you don't get ready. You'll be beaten by the other man. Do you want to be the last one in? Play the game, but you just don't win. I can see me making you cry, saying goodbye, but I can never let you go. Now
we don't need no buried treasure, no buried treasure, we don't need it. We don't stand on ceremony, but life is phony in spite of it.
You can never be all you wanna be when you're searching for gold.
Still got you,
still got you,
still got you,
still got you in my soul. Well, you're taking my life in the palm of your hand, make your mind for another day. Ain't nobody doesn't need anybody when the good times turn away.
The dream is gone, I thought. There's nothing left for me to do but cry over you. Well, I never felt more like running away, but why should I go? 'Cause I couldn't stay without you. You got me singing the blues. Well, I never felt more like running away. couldn't stay without you. You got me singing the blues.
Marty Robbins on the Milk Cow Show. An American Red Cross blood drive will be held at Lone Rock Community Building today from 12:30 until 5:30. To book a time to give, visit redcrossblood.org, download the Red Cross Blood Donor app, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. Walk-ins will be accepted if time allows today. The Family Thrift Shop Board will have its monthly meeting at 1 o'clock today at the Park Street Christian Church in Richland Center. Please use the Seminary Street entrance. And Rolling Hills Toastmasters Club meets the second and fourth Tuesday of each month from 6:30 until 8. Meetings are held at Eagle School in Classroom 2. Meetings are hybrid, meaning you can attend in person or by Zoom. For more information or Zoom link, call 608-604-7743. WRCO reminding you what's going on in the community with Community Calendar. Here is Kathy Matea.
But I had no one to return to as I wandered through the night. From the first time that I saw you standing silent by the shore, I knew my search was over, and I would look for love no more. Deep in the waters of love I am falling, sinking like a stone. Deep in my heart
It is 20 minutes after 5 o'clock. An update on sports is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Yesterday in hometown baseball, Dodgeville was a 3-2 winner over Hollandale. Sauk Prairie 12, Reedsburg 2. Mazamani edged Black Earth 4-3. Ashton over Casanova 10-0. Verona 16-1 over Schulzberg-Benton. Blanchardville 4, Muscadet 2. Belleville 14-7 over Arena. Argyle 5-4 over Ridgeway, and Pine Bluff Mount Hora beat Wyota 3-0 on the Diamonds during the Memorial Day holiday. Willie Adames hit a 3-run homer during Milwaukee's 5-run 8th inning, and the Brewers beat the Chicago Cubs 5-1 in Craig Council's return to American Family Field. The Brewers welcome Council back with a brief thank you video message on the scoreboard that was accompanied by a chorus of boos from the Brewer fans in the sellout crowd of 41,882. The same two teams play tonight, the Brewers first in the National League Central at 31-22. Elsewhere yesterday, Dodgers at the Mets postponed. Cincinnati 3-1 over St. Louis. Also, Washington got the win against Atlanta 8-4. San Francisco 8-4 over Philadelphia. And San Diego was a 2-1 winner against Miami. In the American League, Baltimore 11, Boston 3, Minnesota 6-5 over Kansas City, Toronto 5, the White Sox 1, Seattle 3-2 over Houston. Colorado was an 8-6 winner over Cleveland. From the NBA playoffs, Boston beat Indiana by 3, 105-102, and Dallas edged Edmonton 5-3 in the NHL playoffs. Today, it's a big day for playoffs in baseball and softball on the high school scene as well. Weather permitting, there will be lots of games across Wisconsin today. That's an update on sports.
Kolepi Grain Service, serving farmers' grain hauling needs throughout southwest Wisconsin with on-time delivery and quality service. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers. Let Classic Auto Body do your repairs. They're the best part of a bad situation. Stop in today, Highway 14, Spring Green. And Arneson Service and Repair. Arneson's provides top-notch service for your car, truck, and farm equipment, including on-the-farm tire and hydraulic hose repair. Hill Point.
All right, kids, here we go as we head toward official sunrise time today and an aerobic polka. Yeah. Thank you. Walter and the Polka Kings with the Hoedown Polka. Well, a little bit of fog in some of the valleys this morning, and one of our commuters saying, watch out for that. Watch out for the little animals as well. The whitetails out there with the little babies, so be careful. Allow a little extra time, and keep an eye out for those little ones coming from the ditch line. Coming up, farm news and markets, here's Eddie Arnold.
She's got everything I need. She's got everything I need. A good warm place to sleep and eat. And a sweet, sweet love. She's got everything I need. She don't wear my wedding band. She don't wear my wedding band. She takes me for what I am. 'Cause I keep her satisfied.
Goodbye like we said hello in a friendly kind of way. There's something wrong, your love is gone. I've no reason not to stay. We live and love, we meet and part. Then broken hearts must pay. Let's say goodbye like we said hello in a friendly kind of way. Your love, sweetheart, I won't forget. You're always on my mind. You're all the happiness I knew. So thoughtful, sweet, and kind. For old time's sake, I'm asking you to think of me someday. Let's say goodbye like we said hello in a friendly kind of way. I'll remember you and the love we knew, the love of yesterday. Let's say goodbye like we said hello in a friendly kind of way. If I should meet some other dear and learn to love them too, I hope and pray somehow, sweetheart, they'll make me think of you. A tender smile, an old love song, a heart so light and gay. Let's say goodbye like we said hello in a friendly kind of way.
There you go, a little tune from Ernest Tubb and the Texas Troubadours, and let's say goodbye. It is 49 degrees here at WRCO. The forecast for today is a lot cooler forecast, a high of 66. Occasional showers likely by late morning, possibly a thunderstorm. Showers ending this evening, gradual clearing with patchy fog, a low of 45. Wednesday, sunny to partly cloudy, a high of 69. Wednesday night, clear and cool, a low of 43. And Thursday, sunshine continues and a touch warmer, a high of 72. Right now, 49 degrees in Richland Center.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO is sponsored in part by Harchi Lumber, serving you with all of your building and remodeling needs, from windows and doors to steel siding and roofing designs and more. All from Harchi Lumber, Highway 33 between Reedsburg and Laval.
The H-2A guest worker wage increases might not happen. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Farmers for Soil Health, in partnership with the Conservation Information Technology Center, is offering financial incentives to Wisconsin producers. Learn more at farmersforsoilhealth.com. A bipartisan coalition of 120 lawmakers is pushing for a freeze to H-2A guest worker wage increases in the upcoming appropriation process. Michigan Farm Bureau's John Cran says Congressman Bill Huizenga's call on House appropriation leaders is gaining traction.
A similar letter led by Huizenga last appropriation cycle had 75 members of Congress sign on. This one's now has 120. So the momentum's increasing, and I think that increased pressure hopefully can urge the appropriations leaders to include some of these.
Hi, everyone. This is Angie Permaters.
Chair Debbie Stabenow tells Brownfield she's co-sponsoring legislation for a longer-term fix, capping increases at 3%. But
if that doesn't happen, then I'm certainly going to be working with colleagues on something short-term. So something needs to happen.
Cran says the appropriation process will give farmers a bridge to help manage costs before a long-term solution can be enacted. U.S. Congressman Adrian Smith says while the multi-state outbreak of avian influenza A in dairy cattle has not impacted Nebraska, it's critical for producers to remain on high alert.
It is in all of our interest to be very vigilant, make sure that the science and everything is understood by stakeholders, and ultimately work together to prevent bad things from happening in the livestock industry.
The Nebraska Republican tells Brownfield the issue will take a whole of industry response to contain the spread.
This situation is exactly why I've been working on large animal veterinarian recruitment. Food safety is absolutely vital.
The virus has been detected in dairy cows in 9 states, including nearby Michigan. Egg production declined during April of 2024. USDA says 8.9 billion eggs were produced, 1% under April of 2023, as a dip in the number of layers was partially canceled out by better efficiency. 57.7 million egg-type chicks were hatched in April, a year-to-year increase of 4%. Biofuel supporters are still pursuing a long-term fix for year-round E15 sales. U.S. EPA issued an emergency waiver last month, allowing sales of the fuel during the summer driving season. But Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa says stopgap authorizations need to end.
There may be other bills to do the same thing, but I'm just talking about the one I know about, and I think they all work in the same direction.
I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plain. It's time to make your outdoors part of your living space with happy plants for your garden, stunning planters, and beautiful hanging baskets. We hear a lot of "your flowers look amazing" from our customers this time of year. Well, we have wonderful growers, and our crew does a fantastic job of keeping our plants happy and healthy. If you want to add color that you don't need to water, then you need to check out our amazing selection of lawn decor. Fantastic metal flowers, cool solar mushrooms, bugs, butterflies, dragonflies, and more. This spring has really caused a boom in the bug population. No worries. We stock and recommend products that can help you enjoy the outdoors without all the swatting. Aiders is your spring project headquarters, and we're always helping you make hardware easy.
Managing risk with record high cattle prices. Good morning, I'm Megan Grabner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. The latest cattle on feed report from the USDA suggests that producers haven't entered into expansion mode just yet. In fact, University of Missouri Scott Brown says the data suggests
we're going to keep getting tighter and we could see even higher prices.
Brown says cattle producers shouldn't repeat what happened in 2014 and 2015. Instead, should prioritize risk management if they haven't yet.
2014-2015 period, it was amazing how quickly we went from inventory of 37 or 38% of on feed, cattle on feed inventory being heifers to 31. Those switches can happen relatively quickly. And when you're missing a mid-year report to give you a little bit of chance to provide that base point, if you will, does that mean we miss potentially what's happened? I just think more data I prefer relative to less data. Missing the July cattle report could be problematic if we're seeing producers making big changes in terms of herd rebuilding over this period of the next 6 months or so.
And Brown says he's quick to remind producers that he isn't guaranteeing prices could move higher. It's just the fact that the opportunity could present itself.
For me, the big piece of this story on cattle on feed report this month is we're getting confirmation that we're going to continue to get tighter. I'll say, think about what happens 6 months down the road in terms of beef supplies. It's going to keep getting tighter, is the answer to that question. And we still may not be done with record prices. We may have been very near records this week, but I think we're going to keep getting tighter and we could see even higher prices as long as consumer demand stays with us.
And just to recap those cattle on feed numbers, placements in April were 94.2% of year ago levels, and cattle on feed as of May 1st were 99.1% of last year. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Wisconsin's forest landowners cut timber from their land for a variety of reasons. The timber is mature. Some plan a harvest as part of their management plan. For others, the harvest may be a salvage operation in response to an unexpected natural disaster, such as a fire or windstorm. Landowners have trusted Meister Log & Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber at 608-434-4413 today.
Commodity markets are closed for Memorial Day. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Stein's focus on delivering higher-yielding genetics faster than the competition is why they've released more Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans and corn are higher Friday ahead of the three-day weekend, supported by weather concerns. July beans are up 8 3/4 at 12.48. August was up 7 1/4 at 12.45. July corn was 3/4 higher at 4.64 3/4. September was up 1 1/4 at 4.74 1/2. Live and feeder cattle were mostly lower, getting ready for the USDA's on feed numbers, which are out after Friday's close. June live was up 17 at 183.70. August was 5 higher at 181.12. August feeders were $1.22 lower at 260.22. And hogs were mixed, adjusting spreads, with June lean 25 cents lower on Friday at 94.27, and the July contract was down 25 at 97.22. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business hosting the area's premier feeder cattle sales every Friday morning starting at 9 a.m. This week's sale is all Holstein and Angus Cross feeders. Bloomington Livestock attracts buyers and sellers from all over the country. Also, slaughter cattle sales are every Tuesday morning starting at 8:30. For more information on all sales at Bloomington Livestock Exchange, go to bloomingtonlivestock.com or call them at 608-994-2020.
Free mental health therapy today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Farm families probably get more than their fair share of trauma on a day-to-day basis. Monica McConkie sees it in her work as a rural mental health counselor.
The most helpful things we can do in overcoming trauma is developing connectedness. And that is building those meaningful relationships. It's seeing a therapist. It's being in a group. It's connecting with good, solid social supports. And in many areas of life, connection is key to reducing physical health issues, mental health issues, stress reduction. Connection with other people is hugely important.
McConkie says self-care is also helpful in dealing with traumatic stress.
It's at the base of that is taking care of ourselves with a healthy diet, moving our body, getting sleep. So really just foundational things that can help regulate our emotions and help us calm, even in the midst of being triggered.
Learn more on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. Right now, we are having a deal on two of our most popular steel chainsaws, the MS-170 or the MS-162. Both come with a 16-inch bar and chain for only $179.99 till Father's Day or while supplies last. Do you need new chains for your present saw? Buy one chain and get the second one at half price or equal or lesser value. So stop in at our Richland Center, Muscadet store, or Ace of La Crosse to see these and many other sales. And as always, we thank you and appreciate your business.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about your soil pH and applying 98G pelletized limestone this spring and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
A dairy group likes what they see in the House version of the Farm Bill. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. Alan Birger with the National Milk Producers Federation tells Brownfield the House bill, which passed the Ag Committee very early Friday, includes improvements to the dairy safety net programs.
You saw an update in terms of the base years for production under the DMC program, which is very important. You also saw the continuation of the 25% premium discount if you sign up for DMC for 5 years.
Birka says there was also strong support from the committee for some of the national milk proposals to modernize the federal milk marketing orders, including a return to the higher of Class 1 milk formula.
This is a formula that was changed in the 2018 Farm Bill and cost dairy farmers more than $1.2 billion to date. That's being restored to the old formula. We're looking forward to getting money back at the dairy farmers' pockets.
And the House bill would authorize USDA to conduct mandatory cost of production studies for dairy processors, which Birga says will be important for determining future make allowances or the amount deducted from the farmers' milk checks to cover some of the processing costs. Birgitel's Brownfield. The House bill had bipartisan support, but he's not sure the full House will pass a farm bill this year.
Not only do you have Democrats who have issues with this program, there's always an element of the Republican Party that doesn't like voting for additional spending in agricultural subsidies.
Birga says having a House Ag Committee chair from a dairy-producing region has been valuable for dairy producers in the creation of this farm bill package. The Chicago Mercantile Exchange was closed Monday for the Memorial Day holiday. In Friday's trade, cash dairy prices were mixed, with dry whey and cheese blocks closing higher, barrels lower, and butter unchanged. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. Find more market information and news online at Brownfield Ag News.
Congratulations, seniors of Riverdale High School. Your hard work and dedication have paid off. Here's to your success. Congratulations from Boscobel and Center Pharmacies, Alder Brothers Creamery and Restaurant, Creative Outlet, PB Cleanup, and Fuller's Milkers Center.
Today's forecast is a cool one, a high of 66 today, with occasional showers likely by late morning, possibly a thunderstorm, northwest winds at 8 to 14. For tonight, showers ending, gradual clearing with patchy fog, a low of 45. Wednesday, sunny to partly cloudy, a high near 70. Wednesday evening, clear and cool, a low of 43. Sunshine continues and a touch warmer Thursday, with a high of 72. In Richland Center, yesterday's top temperature was 69. And again, it got a little cooler as the day went on. We did receive a little bit of rain, a couple of tenths yesterday. This morning, just a little bit of light rain early on. And after a midnight reading of 54, we're at the overnight low. It's 49 as you get ready for work today.
Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. Took all the reason I was working for. You better not try to stand in my way as I'm walking out the door. Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. I've been working in this factory for now 15 years. All this time I watched my woman drowning in a pool of tears. And I've seen a lot of good folk die, had a lot of bills to pay. I'd give the shirt right off of my back if I had the guts to say, take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. My woman done left. I was working for. You better not try to stand in my way as I'm walking out the door. Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. Well, that foreman, he's a regular dog. The line boss, he's a fool. Got a brand new flat top haircut. Lord thinks he's cool. One of these days I'm gonna blow my top, and that sucker, he's gonna pay. Lord, I can't wait to see their faces when I get the nerve to say, take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. A woman done left and took all the reason I was working for. Better not try to stand in my way as I'm walking out the door. Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. Take this job and shove it.
Now for going home, all my reasons now she
is gone. Got no one there to talk to, and even though I know I ought to, got no reason now for going home. Once I had every reason a man could want for going home and making love, but now I don't. So I end up in here each night, sitting and thinking, missing her, hurting so, and drinking. Got no reason now for going home. All my reasons now, she's gone. Got no one there to talk to, and even though I know I ought to, got no reason now for going home. It's so hard now just knowing there's another, that she's out with him, knowing that I love her. So I end up in here each night, sitting and thinking, missing her, hating him, and drinking. Got no reason now for going home. All my reasons now, she's gone. Got no one there to talk to, and even though I know I ought to, got no reason now for going home.
Gene Watson, always a welcome guest on the old Light in the Milk House show. Hello, kids. It's great to have you along. It was a nice day yesterday. Got a few things done. Worked here for a while yesterday and then really went to work at home. Some things that we've been putting off. Actually, not putting off, just haven't been home to do them. You know, so it was good to get a little yard work done, a little garden work, little primping around here and there and doing a little weed eating. And yeah, so it was a busy day. It was a good day for that. We did get some showers later in the day, but nothing that affected it so that it would have allowed poor old Phil to get a nap. Baby, I'm little of you, baby, little of you. Bobby G. Rice on WRCO's Light in the Milk House Show. Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
At this past Wednesday sale at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola, we saw the Holstein calves range from $4.70 to $6 per pound, lightweights and heifer calves $2.50 to $3. Slaughter dairy cows range from $90 to $121, beef cows were untested, and the lightweight bulls up to $137, feeder dairy heifers up to $147. Next Wednesday, May 29th, behold our annual beef bull sale. Early consignments include a red Angus bull from the Otis Scott herd, four black year-and-a-half-old bulls, and two two-and-a-half-year-old bulls. All of these bulls were semen-tested by Dr. Christian Joseph. Other bulls include a yearling black white-faced bull and two to four black bulls. We plan to start selling the bulls after the calves. Our next feeder sale will be on Wednesday, June 7th. Be sure to contact Darren, Colton, or Jim for all your livestock marketing needs. Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola has served the farmers of our area since 1963.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, yet another unsettled day shaping up here across Wisconsin and surrounding areas. As of early this morning, most of the showers were confined north of a line from near Hayward to Wisconsin Rapids to Milwaukee, but they should gradually redevelop and build down into our area late this morning and this afternoon as an upper-level disturbance moves by. Most spots will probably get under 2/10 of an inch of rain for the day, but a few isolated totals could be heavier where thunderstorms pop up this afternoon. Finally, some high pressure building in by tonight and tomorrow will clear things out. Should be some great sunshine on the way tomorrow and Thursday. Get out there and enjoy. And even Friday looks pretty nice, just a few clouds starting to work in with the advance of a front across the Plain States. That could bring us some scattered showers by Friday night into early Saturday, and then we'll have another chance coming up on Sunday. But temperatures will be a little warmer going into the weekend as well, slightly more humid by Sunday too. Here's that forecast for today, partly to mostly cloudy on the cool side. Occasional showers likely by late morning, possibly a stray thunderstorm for the afternoon. High about 66, northwesterly wind 8 to 14. Showers ending this evening, then gradual clearing with patchy fog, low in the mid-40s. Tomorrow should be sunny to partly cloudy, high about 69 degrees, wind north and northeast at 5 to 10. On Thursday, sunshine continues and just a touch warmer, low near 43 with a high of 72. As we head into Friday, partly cloudy and seasonal, low in the mid-40s, high at 74, 40% chance of showers coming up Friday night. Saturday, showers possible in the morning, then partly sunny, low in the mid-50s, high in the mid-70s. Sunday, partly sunny on the warm side, 50% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms by the afternoon, low 57, high of 80, and Monday, some showers and storms, high 75. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Have a good morning.
There's only one day that's better to start an IRA than today, and that's yesterday. The Richland County Bank encourages you to start an IRA today before today is yesterday. Many financial experts estimate that you may need up to 85% of your pre-retirement income in retirement. The Richland County Bank offers a variety of traditional and Roth IRAs, allowing you to save money for retirement in a tax-advantaged way. A visit to the Richland County Bank is a perfect way to start paying yourself first with an IRA, or call 608-647-6306. It's never too early to plan for your retirement, and the earlier you make your contribution, the more you will earn at Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Richland County Bank, we want to be your bank for life.
Current Currently in Richland Center, our temperature is at 49 degrees. Yesterday's high was 69. We did receive 0.2 inches of rain. The record high for May 28th, 94. That came in 2018. Record low, 30 in 1961. Last year's high was 79 and the low, 46. Sunset will occur at 8:31 this evening. Sunrise time, 5:26, coming up for the morning tomorrow morning. This morning, the air is calm. The barometer is steady at 29.93. 1/100th of an inch of rain today, again adding to 2.